KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's clear and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topping area news, the Iowa State Patrol Sunday identified three people injured in a crash late Saturday night on Interstate 80 west of Avoca. A fourth person died in the crash. Officials say a 1996 Honda Passport driven by 26-year-old Jesus German was traveling east on I-80 at around 9 p.m. when the car went out of control and entered the median, where it rolled over several times. The person who died was ejected from the car. Their name was withheld pending notification of family. Jesus German and his passengers, 20-year-old Stephen Bainey and 26-year-old Antonio Aguilar, all of Talmadge, Nebraska, were injured in the crash. Bainey was not wearing a seatbelt. The other two men were buckled up. Authorities say alcohol and speed were considered to be factors in the crash, which remained under investigation. German was transported by helicopter in serious condition to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Bainey and Aguilar were taken to Murtu Hospital in Harlan by Avoca Rescue. Charges are pending against German while they await the results of a toxicology report. Bainey and Aguilar were later released from the hospital, but Aguilar was reportedly being held in the Shelby County Jail while awaiting extradition to Nebraska, where a felony warrant had been issued for his arrest from Otoe County. Sheriff's deputies from Pottawatomie and Shelby County assisted at the scene, along with rescue personnel from the Avoca and Walnut Fire and Rescue Departments. Police and Council Bluffs say one person was arrested on drug charges early this morning following a foot pursuit. Just before 3 a.m., officers approached a man and a woman standing near the intersection of First and Canesville in Council Bluffs. As the officers exited their vehicle, the male subject took off on foot. He was apprehended a short time later in the 100 block of South Vine Street. The man was identified as 23-year-old Christopher Durrett of Council Bluffs. Durrett was in possession of a firearm, drug paraphernalia, and methamphetamine at the time of his arrest. He was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail and booked in on charges that include possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, possession of a firearm, eluding, interference with official acts, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Police in Red Oak have arrested a man on drug charges. 34-year-old Jesse Donald Trost of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:25 a.m. Sunday for possession of drug paraphernalia. Trost was arrested near the intersection of North 6th and East Joy Streets in Red Oak and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following a single vehicle rollover accident Saturday morning. 29-year-old Jeremy Long of Farragut was traveling west in a 3500 block of 250th Street at around 7:20 a.m. Saturday when he lost control of his car. The 2003 Mini Cooper ended up in the south ditch where it rolled over and came to rest on a farm field approach. Long was uninjured and refused medical treatment. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department was assisted at the scene by Riverton Fire and Rescue. A former Nebraska jail employee has been found guilty in western Iowa of child sex and pornography counts. Pottawatomie County jury found Sean Bew guilty on Friday of all 10 counts related to his sexual abuse and video recording of young girls. Prosecutors say videos of Bew sexually abusing a young girl and of young girls taken on hidden camera in Bew's bathroom were found in his home. The 37-year-old Bew had claimed he did not take the videos. Bew, who lives in Council Bluffs, was a corrections sergeant at the Douglas County Jail in Omaha when he was arrested in March. He faces up to 100 years in prison when he's sentenced on November 30th. In other news, officials of the Cass County Health System say the next session of Healthy You will be presented this Thursday at noon at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Conference Room Number 2. The presentation will be given by Bruce Lunduk, MD, and is entitled Relief, Treatment Options for Men with an Enlarged Prostate. Dr. Lunduk is a physician at Adult and Pediatric Urology and Urogynecology at Dayton, Omaha, and he's one of the visiting physicians in the CCMH outpatient clinics. Dr. Lunduk received his medical degree from the University of Kansas and completed his internship and residency in urology at William Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, Michigan. Dr. Lunduk has been practicing urology since 1999. He's board certified in urology and a member of the American Urological Association and Nebraska Urological Association. Now, Healthy You is a free educational session that's open to the public and is held at noon in Conference Room Number 2 at the Cass County Health System. Reservations are needed as box lunches are provided. To reserve your spot, call 712-243-7479. Also in the news this morning, Iowa school districts are holding more than $145 million in their accounts, but superintendents say restrictions on that money is making it hard to spend. Des Moines Register reports The money in dozens of different funds has grown since 2013, when the total was about $130 million. So school officials are lobbying for more flexibility. Iowa State Board of Education member Mary Ellen Miller says the legislature should look at the rules on this money so it's not just sitting in bank accounts. But some lawmakers say the district should just spend the money for the purpose it was intended. Democratic State Senator Brian Schoenjain says the spending rules are there for a purpose. In our funeral announcements, Betty Jewell, age 88, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Betty Jewell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Samuel Fletcher Nichols, age 93, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Fletcher Nichols will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Verena Ann Conan, age 90, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Verena Conan will be held at noon on Tuesday at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maxine Blanc, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Maxine Blanc will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gail Conrad, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gail Conrad will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Michael Dunn, age 60, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Willow Heights. A celebration gathering for Michael Dunn will be Friday from 1:30 until 2:30 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carletta Ann Casey, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Carletta Casey will be on November 5th at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. And Marjorie Grayson, age 91, of Atlantic, died October 11th at the Heritage House. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Marjorie Grayson will be held November 12th at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.